The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gao Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And believe it or not, there's actually some sports to talk about today. Well, off the field stuff. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. The team's all together. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And it's a Friday. We'll have some fun today. And AJ, the Texans never just go away, do they?
Never. I mean, this is it's our team, Fred. What do you mean? Where'd they go? What are we trying to get rid of?
Oh, well, apparently they did a roundtable call-in with
yeah.
all the season ticket holders today.
I wasn't on that call, unfortunately, but like... I heard some snippets.
I of course was not invited either, but. Even some of the really hardcore Texans fans I know that have tickets were not responding very well to this.
So when they say it's a round table, are fans allowed to talk, the season ticket holders? Do they have a say in this, or is it just listen to Cal and Jack and Bill and keep your mouth shut?
Well, I think it...
And Vandermeer, of course, was just, you know, laying up, you know, easy questions for him.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was Vandermeer softballing the questions and allowing them to answer them. And, you know, the one thing that we were saying that Bill O'Brien would use as his reason for this is best interest of the team. And
yeah,
would you like to hear the exact quote on DeAndre Hopkins? Said,
sure.
I would say the deal with Arizona was a deal that we felt was in the best interest of our team. DeAndre Hopkins was a great football player for us here. He made so many plays for us. We love DeAndre Hopkins, but he had 3 years left on his deal, and he wanted a raise. We weren't going to be able to go in that direction. We felt we had a great offer from Arizona that involved picks. It involved an excellent three-down running back who's hungry and humble and can't wait to get started. David Johnson is going to be a great addition to our football team. There's a lot of things that go into trades. How much are you going to keep on contractually? What type of player are you bringing in? What type of player are you losing? And what is in the best interest of the team? Capital T, capital E, capital A, capital M. Hey, he can spell. Every decision we make, as long as I'm the football coach here, will always be made in the best interest of the team, which he said three times in the course of that paragraph.
That's such garbage, because there's zero chance you can look at the team, T-E-A-M, capital, whatever. You can't look at it now and say, yeah. The team is better now. There's zero chance you can say that. You can't say it with a straight face unless you're a big, fat liar.
Or you don't know what you're doing. And
that's also
a possibility.
That's
the more... Yeah, and let's face it. He's become a Targaryen. I mean, I think he's walking around the office to everybody saying, bend the knee. Bend the knee. I mean, it's almost worse that they tried to address this than just keeping their damn mouth shut. Now, I know I'm one of the people saying, hey, man, come out and say something. But, yeah, maybe not this.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know how you can look at this and go, yeah, this is what we're here for. This is where the team's better. I can't buy into it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And to be fair to him and to Calvin McNair and Jesus Easterby, I don't know what those guys could have said that would have made it better. You know, I mean, I guess you could come out and say, just trust us. We have a plan. We think it's going to work out. And, yeah, you have to give things up to get them or something. But I don't know. There's just almost nothing they could have said, and I just think this made it worse.
Well, it didn't make it any better, certainly. And, I don't know how they – I don't know – honestly, I don't know why they did this roundtable thing. Like, doesn't it – it seems like they've got every reason not to do it, and then they did it anyway.
Well, I have a theory. I'm guessing,
okay.
Especially now because we're all facing a very uncertain future. I'm betting those season ticket sales are not being renewed. Yeah, and maybe they thought, hey, if we could put this together to kind of convince people to go ahead and renew their season tickets, then it might be a good thing. But it kind of looks like it backfired.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what kind of positive thing you could take out of this if you're a season ticket holder, but I've been saying that for some time. The whole thing doesn't make any sense to me. So, it's a matter of how much you're willing to put up with from your team.
Yeah, 936. That Bill O response could be applied to any question you ask. I mean, yeah, it's almost word for word. I didn't expect him to spell T-E-A-M for me, but everything else is pretty much exactly what I thought the guy was going to say.
Yeah.
So I'd somehow like to get a transcript of the whole thing because I really want to know what people like Easterby and what Cal had to say on this, but and I'm sure we'll be able to find it somewhere. But I noticed right away on Twitter a lot of people who were very supportive of the team were like, what the hell is this?
Well, people are more – well, those are probably Texans bots that they've created, first of all. They take a cue from the Rockets. We got an idea, guys. Let's just make 1,000 accounts that say randomly great stuff about us no matter what.
Well, but that's the thing. These are people who usually do, and they weren't. They were pissed off.
Oh, okay. Well, they need to correct their algorithms maybe.
Exactly. Bob, Texan Bob, was not responding very well. So,
well, Texan Bob died.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
He's still voting.
No. I mean, I'm sure he would if he could, as long as he'd keep that Obama out of office.
Oh, boy. Hockley Dances sounds like the Texans PR team is the worst of the major sports. I don't know. I would say
they're up there.
Well, yeah, we don't have
Knicks. Knicks is pretty bad.
Yeah. But it's not like part of the problem is when you give a guy like, Daenerys O'Brien this kind of power, then there's nothing the PR people can do to keep it under control because he's not going to listen to anybody. He's just going to do whatever. Right. And, I mean, there's nothing there that changes any opinion that I have of this deal or of Bill O'Brien. And you know what? I was going to go the rest of the week without bashing him, but hey, he talked today, so sorry. There's nothing was going to change my mind, but it's just this tone deaf mentality that we know everything, that we're not going to make any mistakes because we know what's best for the team more than anybody else out there. And we don't care that everyone on the planet, with the exception of the guys in that room, think this was a horrible trade. So, we know more than you. I hate that.
I mean, I hate it too, but also, shouldn't they know more than us? Like, theoretically?
Theoretically, yeah, but you know how it is. Sometimes
but when you make a move like this, there's no way to like explain it away. Like, oh yeah, now I can make some sense of it. There's just not a way to make sense of this. There's not a way to make sense of trading Jadeveon Clowney for nothing when you didn't have to before the season. You didn't have to trade him. Like, there's some moves where it's like, okay, that might make some sense. And then there's other moves where, you know, you can't spin it to make it make sense to me. And, you know, like the Tunsil move. I thought, okay, Tunsil, I can see that it seemed like a lot to give up. But obviously, you're looking to protect Deshaun long term. It's a risky move, but it makes some sense. And then you think about like the Clowney trade. I can't come up with something. The Hopkins trade. I can't come up with a reason how this could possibly make the team better. I just don't see it.
Well, and you know the Tunsil trade I liked, but I liked it less when they shipped off Clowney. I mean, because we're in win now mode. We're going to protect this guy, and okay, let's give Clowney away for a sack of beans. Those two things don't go together, and it comes back to his entire thought process throughout his coaching career. I've always bitched that if you're planning to go for it on fourth down, you run a play on third down that sets that up, right? That hey, either get it on third down or you're closer and you'll be able to get it on fourth. He never thinks ahead like that. He never has the idea that, okay, we're going to go for it on fourth down. It's third and five. Let's make sure we get 3 yards here. It's never that. It's, okay, we're going to throw an incomplete pass.
We've got two chances to chuck it to the end zone.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's his – but his mindset is, well, let's run a third down play. Okay, it's fourth down. Let's run a fourth down play. Oh, wait, we don't have a fourth down play for this. I mean, it's just insane to me that
– And then just say, I got to coach better.
Yeah, because he just locks in on what's right in front of him, and it's whatever shiny new toy. And in the case of you make the Tunsil trade, it's like, okay, you're going all in this year. Oh, no, wait, let's trade Clowney. What?
Right.
And, now I think he's just sitting around and getting these stupid ideas, or somebody's putting these stupid ideas in his ear, and he's saying, yeah, that's a good idea. We don't want to have to pay this guy for the next 3 years. Let's trade him.
Wow. Yeah, there's no again. I can't come up with a way to make sense of it.
Yeah,
but
I mean
they obviously can't go into some sort of a town hall setting and say, yeah, they just got the best of us in this deal. You know, it's a little embarrassing, but sometimes that happens. They were just they were a little quicker than us today. You can't do that either.
Yeah, I don't know what you could have said. There's nothing he could have said that would make me feel better about this.
No.
And I don't think there's anything, but I do think some of the fans would have liked to have heard some kind of reassurance that, this thing's heading in the right direction, and you want to go in believing that, and when you got people who want to go in believing that and come out thinking, what the hell was that? Not right. A good sign. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got some other breaking sports news that happened like seconds before the show started that we'll get to as well. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and I've got some more quotes for you, A.J., from both Cal McNair and Bill O'Brien. But I do want to say, I'm going to give O'Brien a little credit here, what he said. We was talking about the trade. He said it involved an excellent three-down running back. I think he meant three-yard running back. I think that just got confused.
That's what he meant.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. As long as you can decipher what he really means, that's all that matters.
Yeah. All right. So here's your Cal McNair, who we've heard very little from. So his words must mean a lot, right?
They've got to. Just like Jared Kushner. We hardly ever hear from him. And then when he talks, it's really, 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 really smart, important stuff.
Well, here you go. I'll let you be the judge of it. It's important that the focus is the team. I would think as a fan, I would be really excited that your leadership can make bold moves and can go make the moves
that
make the team better. Yeah, it's the first thing I thought of. It's an exciting time for us. Our team is getting better through free agency. You can't look at one move. You have to look at all of them together.
Okay. I mean, but so does that mean what else do we have to look at? I mean, look at, you got rid of your best wide receiver. You tell me what else to look at. Not only your best wide receiver, you got rid of the best player on the team. Like, let's just call it what it is. And it's happened more than once now. You've gotten rid of guys who are at least in the conversation for the best players on that team and gotten very, very little in return. At some point, you know, trust us. It's all for the best. That doesn't work anymore. You know, you can't sell the same line forever to the same fan. They're not dumb. They're not dumb. We're not dumb.
Here's some more from Cal. We think about the great quarterback Deshaun Watson that we have. We want to surround him with dependable, tough, smart players that care about
underpaid.
Winning and care about the team. Well, no, they're not underpaid. Kyeemy Fairbairn's not underpaid. Nick Martin's
no,
not
they're
underpaid.
Saying, they want to surround him by the best players as long as they don't want more money. And then if they do, well, they better be really good practice players.
And I've got pretty much, we already have the one Bill O'Brien quote that's perfect. This is the other one that you could have predicted. We're excited with where we are. Any organization that has achieved greatness, there has always been noise. We won 4 of 6 division titles. We know how
division
to win.
Look at my divisional rings.
We aren't talking about a 6-10 football team. Oh, 4 of 6
you
division
knew it was
titles.
Coming.
We know how to win. Yep. So I could have written, I should have written, well, if I'd known they were doing this, I would have written out the quotes ahead of time, and we would have seen how many of them would have been right.
Yep. There's also it's all too predictable.
There's also a Jack Easterby quote.
Okay.
This entire organization has been unified during this time. We unified a task force to identify.
It doesn't really sound like it. I mean, maybe they haven't seen Deshaun's Twitter. Maybe they didn't hear the quotes from the players. Doesn't seem all that unified to me, but I mean, I could be wrong.
Well, I mean, it's unified with the Targaryen in charge. But he said, we unified a task force to identify things that we need to do as a team and as a staff. We've been busy to prepare our team for the 2020 season.
Okay. Goodness. Again, I mean, what are you going to say to this guy? This is a Targaryen's a good word for it. I mean, the dude is he's mad with power. He's not changing. And, you know, if you're him and maybe he really does believe that those division titles, like that really represents success. And maybe he feels like that's probably good enough. And if so, why would you change anything, Fred? Like if that's what you set your standard as and you're hitting it, why should you change?
Well, and I think in his mind, change is make sure I have complete control over this stuff now so that I don't have to listen to somebody who might be the voice of reason, who might disagree with me. You know, that's
right.
That's total Daenerys there at the end. You know, let's go burn them all. And one more thing that he did acknowledge, and this goes back to, I know he has people out there that read everything about him and, you know, will leak stuff to people to try to make him look better. But he does pay attention because he says, we're excited about where we're at and excited where we're going. It's hard because there's a lot of noise out there. But there's a lot of things going on in our organization that make us feel very excited about the upcoming season.
A lot of noise.
A lot of noise. I think,
it's all,
you know,
nonsense.
Yeah.
Translation is nonsense. It's nothing that's going to help the team, Fred.
Yeah.
You know, talking about players that aren't here anymore, that's not going to help the team. We got to be focused on what's important, the crappy players that are left behind, not the good ones that we ship out for nothing.
We want to look ahead, not behind.
That's right.
Yeah.
What a dope. I mean, there's really no other way to put it.
There's not.
And you know what? I shouldn't say a dope. I mean, it's a train of them, because all three of those guys are chuckleheads, you know, and God bless him. Poor Mark Vandermeer. I mean, I know they pay his bills, but imagine having to be the dude sitting up there with those three dudes and pretend like what they're saying is real.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like not laughing when they say, and not firing back like we would do if we were given that opportunity. Just sitting there and going, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Best for the team. Okay. That's what a miserable job that's got to be, to bite your tongue when you know you're up there with three morons who are burying this franchise, and you're not even allowed to question it. And you're trying to look like you're a journalist or something. You know what you're doing.
Right.
But you're not going to say anything, of course.
See, this is where you need some guy who is about to retire anyway, who's really frustrated doing that job, to just go nuclear during one of these things. Yeah.
They should have had Rich Lord do it.
There you go. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he would ask some questions.
He doesn't need a microphone anymore. Just go for it. Say what you need to say, and you know, I'm sure they'll leave you alone.
Yeah, I think I do feel for Vandy, and because I know it's one of the many reasons why I could never do a job like that, is because if I had to go in that setting and encourage that kind of talk, I would blow my head off. And at some point,
it's very difficult to sit there with a straight face.
I at some point would just say, all right, when you say best interest of the team, please explain to me how trading your best offensive weapon is in the best interest of the team. That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Why?
That's all everyone wants to know. Not just your best offensive player, your best player, and, I mean, one of the faces of your franchise, one of the most consistent performers you've had. Who on this team besides him has been healthy, like almost exclusively healthy for the last 5 years? There's nobody else. I mean, all of your other key contributors, all your other big stars have missed massive chunks of time with injury. So to move this guy who's been, whatever you think about his practice habits, has been the model of consistency on the field, has not got into any trouble. And you know what? That's the other thing. I don't know. That's the other disappointing thing about Vandermeer having to do that thing today, because there's no way you could ask him, like, what about Michael Irvin's comments? You know, give him a chance to explain himself on that. Because he's not. There's no way he was going to do that, but he absolutely should have had to.
Well, yeah, and do you? And honestly, knowing what we know about O'Brien, do you think that that's not true? I mean, it's certainly believable.
No, I absolutely think it's true. And if it wasn't true, he would have come out immediately and said it wasn't.
All right, I got some positives for you.
Because he doesn't want to get into a who do you believe between him and Michael Irvin, because people will just believe Michael Irvin.
Yeah, well, I think the way Hopkins handled it kind of confirmed the whole thing when he just said, hey, I'm not, you know, I respect Coach, I'm moving on kind of thing. He never denied it, and so, yeah, I believe that too, and I think that's something that should have been addressed. But I have some good news for you, and I'll leave you with that before we go to break. O'Brien says he's happy that the team retained multiple free agents, including corner Bradley Roby, tight end Darren Fells, kicker Kaimi Fairbairn, and others.
God, Kaimi Fairbairn. Tell me more about Kaimi Fairbairn. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine you're like, oh, it's you got to look at all the moves together, Vandy. You know, yeah, sure, it stinks. We lost Hopkins. But when you look at that move combined with we re-signed the free agent tight end that we brought in last year off the streets, and we gave our kicker a massive deal. When you look at all that together, then there's some positives.
If O'Brien trades Deshaun, I know of a potential quarterback replacement here in town who played for the Dallas Cowboys doing radio.
Hey, man. I'm busy, man. I got a damned old radio show, but I'd consider it. I'll tell you that.
And 832 said that if he did get fired, he's not getting fired. That's the whole point of this thing today.
He's not going anywhere. The owner sat up there on a stage with him and basically patted him on the back.
Yeah. So you could forget about.
Well, not a real stage, but like a social distancing stage.
Yeah, I wonder if they were 6 feet apart while they were there. Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, there's still horse racing to bet on. Matter of fact, I got a little action on the eighth race at Oaklawn today. And it's all on BetUSRacing.com. And whatever track that's still out there going, they've got you covered. And you can bet right on your phone. And I'm telling you, Oaklawn Park is one that is still running that's really good. No Santa Anita, but there's some other tracks. And all of them on BetUSRacing.com. They offer daily rebates, which is really cool. I love getting some money back on my wagers. They've also got a casino. So if you like to play blackjack, they got you covered there. But ponies is where it's at BetUSRacing.com. That's your destination to get on and play. But that's not all. Blitz listeners qualify for an exclusive $500 welcome bonus. Just go to BetUSRacing.com/theblitz. That's BetUSRacing.com/theblitz. You can get in on all the action this weekend. If you're just sitting at home and looking for something to do, go to BetUSRacing.com/theblitz. Sign up today for that exclusive $500 welcome bonus. BetUSRacing.com. Got me shopping up in Whole Foods. These cougars
like a yacht. It's Bosu. I got you on the... Going
to
answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. And I was just thinking on the break, A.J., you know what those guys probably did when they were finished? They probably looked around at each other and said, I thought that went really well, guys.
Yeah, we did a good job today, boys. Not bad.
Oh, delusional. The other breaking news, Rockets former player and coach Rudy Tomjanovich is going to finally get in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's got coronavirus.
No. No, he's... Back, let me tell you.
No, that's good, man. You got two championships. You should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I remember Charlie talking about this. Apparently, you could either go in as a coach or a player, but you couldn't do both. And that's kind of silly because you combine those two, and especially considering they let everybody in the planet in that thing. He definitely
belongs. Well, it's because it's a basketball Hall of Fame. So if you can count, you know, what you did in college and the NBA, then, or what you did overseas in some cases, then absolutely it should take into account what you did as a coach.
So, yeah, I'm happy to see it, and I'm not worried about Rudy getting the Rona because, you know, they keep telling us alcohol fends it off, and
he's into it, huh?
Oh, God, yeah. Back in the day, he could really knock it down. I don't know how he is now because he's old. But, I think he belonged in there. And, you know, I'm surprised it took so long, but I'm glad he did. And that's good for him.
Yeah, that's a guy who he's long overdue is what I would say.
Yeah, so I saw a bunch of you guys were – watching the replay of the UT-USC game last night. Is that true?
Yeah, that was a big topic on the Twitters yesterday. Everybody was rewatching that game and kind of going through. And it was kind of fun for me because a bunch of the guys that I worked with in Austin at the time were talking about it. And, you know, a bunch of listeners I had in Austin were talking to me about it. So it was a pretty cool thing. I mean, granted, I've seen that game multiple times already, so it's not like I didn't know what was going to happen on damn near every play, but it's still cool to relive that thing. One of the greatest games, easily the greatest sporting event I've ever witnessed. So, and arguably one of the best games that's ever been played, I would say.
Oh yeah, I think you could certainly make a case for that. And you know, I guess it's one of those things that you're at the stage now where people are far enough removed from it, where there's probably some kids who are too young to remember it. So it's kind of cool that they get to see that game, because it's going back quite a while ways now. We're getting old, dude.
Yeah. So yeah, if you've never seen it, it's definitely worth, you know, taking the time out of your day and looking into it. It's a fun game.
Yeah. So how'd trivia go?
Third place finish. It was some difficult stuff, man. There was like stuff about like metallurgy, like elements and things like that, that not exactly what I would call in my wheelhouse. My wife talked me off of two answers on music stuff that I shouldn't have let her talk me off of, and you know, I take full responsibility for that. But you know, we could have had two more points. Not the 2 more points would have given us the win, so I guess it doesn't really matter. But we won last week, and this week finished third. So it was disappointing, but it could be worse, certainly.
Yeah, that's two pretty good finishes there, man. You can't win every week. So,
well, I'd like to.
Jerry's got another free poker. I know, but that's still pretty good. Jerry's got another free poker tournament set up tonight, and if you want to go play, all the information is on SportsMap. Just go find the story about it, and I think they had 75 players last night in that thing.
I played in a free tournament today with like 1,400 people, and I finished 24th.
That's
which
good.
Was a strong showing, and I was fourth place amongst Americans, which I also took some pride in. and then I played in the Jerry did one at 3 o'clock, and I was like, okay, I'll play. And if the show starts, I'll dunk off my chips or whatever. And I hung around. I played. I made probably 2 or 3 rounds of the blinds, and I had queen in my small blind, and everybody was out except the big blind. And I raised, he shoved, I called, and he had king.
Oh, God.
Which is that's pretty fairly typical of the way it works. If you've got a nice hand in your small blind, the big blind, for whatever reason, always feels like he's just got a monster. But, I appreciate you and Jerry putting all that stuff together. It's been very cool.
Well, just, you know, we were trying to give people some stuff to do. We're going to, I think we're going to wait a week before we do our big tournament just to, you know, make sure that exchanging money and stuff like that is going to be easy, because that's going to be the big problem. If we get a tournament with like 80 people that we're having to handle the money on, we haven't quite figured that out yet. So I'm going to get with him and we'll figure it out, but we may do one. He'll let you know. Just follow him on Twitter at Jerry Bone Knows with a Z. And there's one tonight. I may play the one tonight. I haven't decided yet. I'm kind of getting the bug again, because I made myself not play yesterday. So, now I'm kind of like, okay, maybe I'll play tonight. But I do want to mention one thing here before we go to break. Like last night, we went out to pick up our steaks and bring them home, and it was great. But I drove by two different places, and you know, places where you could go and pick up food and leave. And people were set up with their lawn chairs out there and stuff like that, and it's like, this is so pointless. There's no reason for you to be doing this.
Defeating the purpose.
Because it's stuff like that that is going to make the other stuff not work, and then we're going to... It's like, I get you miss your friends. Believe me, I miss going out more than anybody. But, you know, I'm doing what they tell me so that we can get it done and we can get back to doing stuff like that. But, I mean, just, you know, do what they tell you for once. I mean, it amazes me how many people are just like, oh, I don't care. And they're all young, and that's great. But, you know, okay, pass it around among themselves, but you give it to somebody who can't handle it. And, you know, and I
guess
get
what?
You look
it,
at
it sucks when young people die, too. And I know young people think they can't die, but I got news. It's entirely possible.
It is, but I mean, I I've been pretty consistent about, you know, I think that we're overdoing it, but now that we're overdoing it, let's overdo it and get it done with. That's it. So, all right. 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You know what? I think I'm about to pop me a Carbach here.
There you go. And, you know, everybody's talking about doing good things for, you know, small businesses and doing good things to support, you know, people who need help in this time. Great thing about Carbach is they do that year-round. And a great way for you to take part in that now is to buy some of their beers. And Crawford Bach, for instance, supports the Astros Foundation, supporting youth baseball and softball programs. And Southern Wheat supports the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. And it's a delicious beer, and they've raised private funds to advance Texas's proud outdoor traditions and conserve the state's wildlife habitat and natural resources. So every time you pop a top on those, you're giving money to that. Coastal Conservation Ale supports the CCA of Texas. They've got something. First of all, they've got something for everyone's taste, but they've also got a lot of beers that help support charities and the environment. While we're at it, and they've got Love Street Hopadillo. On top of the Crawford Bach, the Southern Wheat, the Weekend Warrior, Rodeo Clown, Light Circus, Hop Town, all the Rattlers, the Tex-Mex beers, they've got it all. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to see when things will get back to normal at the brewery. But until then, go to the grocery store and grab yourself some Carbach.
This is The Blitz on ESPN. 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And as someone texted in earlier, did you see that Rex Ryan stuck his foot in his mouth again?
I did. And is it a bad thing? I mean, is it super offensive to call somebody a turd? Are we in a society now where you can't call a guy a turd if you think he's a turd?
No, I don't think it's super offensive, but of course he had to come out and apologize because, you know, well, I mean, it's ESPN.
I'll be honest, I would have never made it in this industry if early in my career I had to apologize every time I offended someone. Like, that was my whole goal every day I turned my mic on, was to make fun of someone and maybe hurt their feelings. It's very difficult if you ask me.
Well, I think that's one reason why I could never work for ESPN National, is I would get suspended once a week. I mean, there's no way. But here's what he had to say. This is who he is. He doesn't love football. The hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd. No way in hell would I have paid this guy. To me, you pay Dak Prescott. They're number one in the league because of Dak Prescott, not because of this guy. It's a deep draft at receiver. They made a huge mistake. You know, now, from what I understand, I have a couple of friends who work in Dallas, and, I mean, the implication that the guy's a turd, I mean, I don't know if he's saying a turd as a player or a turd as a person. If it's as a player, okay, I guess that's his point.
I assume it's as a player.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. But, yeah. But he had to come out and apologize, so, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess if that's what people need, okay. But some of the things he said about Amari Cooper are true.
Yeah, that is true.
But so, I mean, it is a guy who we've seen quit on his team before. So, yeah, I don't know. That's it's tough. I wouldn't have wanted to apologize.
Well, you know, that's of course, when you hire Rex Ryan, you're going to get that kind of stuff. That's part of why you hire him, is because he is going to be out there with you know, and he is going to make strong statements. But, you know, it became a big deal in a hurry. I guess that's because there's no sports. So, 832S, I went to make an account at PokerStars.net, and it took me to a .bet site. It's the same site. You just can't get on PokerStars.com, unfortunately, because we're in America. So,
yeah.
Andrew just tweeted out a photo, great price at Costco for Carbach, and there are cases of Crawfordbach there, which...
there you go. Yeah, if you go into a Specs now, like all their bulk beer is just... it's just there. So, like, it's they've all their 12-packs cases are right by the door. You walk in, boom, there it is.
Yeah, that's a good thing, you know. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. More Carbach is good in the world. But, I also have some odds for you here to kind of shift it a little bit. Would you like to know the current favorites to be Joe Biden's running mate?
Joe Exotic.
Boy, I would drop a few hundo on that.
Carol Baskin. That bitch Carol Baskin.
You know, I saw somebody had a really good point about Carol Baskin. It's like the reason she's being the one hated as much as she is.
Because
all the other guys,
her husband?
Well, I mean, yeah,
or
she killed her husband.
Reason.
But the fact that she acts like she's some kind of savior and wonderful person, and everybody else just admits that they're a-holes, you know?
Yeah, but she's like, oh, I'm different.
Yeah.
My zoo where I keep tigers in cages is way different.
Yeah, meanwhile, she's getting free labor out of volunteers.
Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem right.
Hello, cool.
She's running like a slave camp. At least Joe Exotic's paying his guys, like, you know, $100 a week or something.
And meth. He's paying them meth too. Yeah. So here's your numbers for the running mate for Joe Biden, Andrew Cuomo,
which I think we can agree is basically locked in,
right.
All but
yeah,
locked in.
Yeah, he's -714. To win the nomination, so
yeah,
I think we'll
sorry
go with that.
Sorry, burn.
Yeah, we will not be feeling the burn. Andrew Cuomo +3,300. Tammy Duckworth +2,500.
Did you see that Andrew Cuomo has nipple rings?
I did not see that.
How would you feel about a vice president with nipple rings? And on that note, do you think Mike Pence has nipple rings?
No, but I bet he has a penis ring.
Okay.
I don't know how I'd feel about that. I mean, but yeah, he's +3,300. Tammy Duckworth +2,500.
I don't know who Tammy Michelle Duckworth is.
I have no idea who Tammy Duckworth is. Never heard of her. Michelle Obama +2,000.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Hillary Clinton +1,800.
That's a horrible idea.
Could she please just go away?
Yeah,
Val Demings.
Yeah. Who's that?
Val Demings is. I have no idea. I was hoping you would know.
No,
there's
know
a couple more.
People.
There's a couple others.
Where's Elizabeth
I don't,
Warren?
Of. She's next, +1,400.
Her, I would get behind.
Yeah, well, to me, it's going to be important because
she seemed like the smartest one of those three anyway. Yeah, like when it was down to her and these two old dudes, it seemed to me like the only one I could picture voting for would be Elizabeth Warren. And now, you know, they keep the, of course, it's an old white man's game. You know, they knock her out of the race, and now it's two old white men. I'm like, she was the most sensible one of the bunch. So, I don't know. I don't know if I would even vote for Joe Biden. I don't know who it would like, maybe if Hulk Hogan was his running mate, I'd consider it.
Well, that's the thing. But, I want to know who his running mate is, because that guy's not going to last 4 years.
He's not going to make
so,
it.
No. So Elizabeth Warren +1,400, Gretchen Whitmer +1,000.
Gretchen Whitmer's the Michigan governor that has been she's been in she's been a thorn in Trump's side in recent weeks. So I guess people are starting to get behind her.
Catherine Cortez Masto, plus 550.
Okay. Boy, low numbers there.
Yeah. Stacey Abrams, plus 400.
I don't know who's... Is it for sure going to be a woman? Is that where we're at?
Well, I think that's the... yeah, that's a consensus. I don't know who Stacey Abrams is, but...
Stacey Abrams, she's from Georgia. She's like a... I want to say she's a like a House of Representatives or something like that. She's not the governor of Georgia that was just saying that he didn't believe coronavirus was transmittable if you weren't showing signs of it. But I think she's a House of Representatives chick in Georgia. She's a black lady, a young like in her 40s.
Okay. Amy Klobuchar, second favorite at 300.
Sorry, you fell out right there. Well, who did you say?
Amy Klobuchar, plus 300.
Okay. Hey, Amy, she's the senator from
Minnesota.
I was going to say a Dakota or something like that, but I don't like her haircut.
Yeah, she's
plus and that's priorities. I don't like her haircut, I mean, what else is there to talk about?
And finally, your favorite at plus 188, Kamala Harris.
Oof. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. Well,
I got nothing for that.
I don't know where we're going. I don't know where we're going in this country, Fred. We're all screwed.
Well, it's not like anything that they give us is a decent choice.
You're right.
And so, but you know, those are just your odds. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. Just passing those on
well,
for you.
I want to I vote because of the coronavirus, we rewind back to about a month ago and put Elizabeth Warren back in and take out Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. I will get behind her. I'll support it now.
Well, we kind of need a school teacher type now, I think.
Yes.
You know, that, I mean, we
just
need
a regular
principal.
A regular person.
Yeah. All right. Hour
is Tulsi still in the race?
People kept telling us that.
I don't know anybody who's team Tulsi.
Well, Tulsi was.
Well, yeah, that was it. Actually, I think she was Yang Gang, and then that guy dropped out, so she became team Tulsi.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the
Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, what the hell?
Ain't this some sh**?
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Oh, I'm in a glass case of emotion.